Welcome to Connection Point, the podcast of West Kern Christian Center. For more information regarding the ministries of West Kern Christian Center and to access our online resources, you can visit our website at wkcconnect.org. And now for the message.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the broadcast. This is Randy Bunch, pastor of West Kern Christian Center. We have a special treat on the podcast today. About a week ago, I had the privilege of hosting the Summit Bible College radio broadcast. As many of you know, I'm an adjunct professor at Summit Bible College, as well as a graduate advisor there. Caitlin Hashem is usually the host of the broadcast, and from time to time, I have the privilege of being a co-host with her on the broadcast. But while Caitlin was away, I had the privilege of sitting in for her as the host of the broadcast and interviewed Doug Bennett. Doug Bennett and his wife Angie are the founders of Magdalene Hope. Their wonderful ministry rescues women from the sex trafficking industry, and they have had just a tremendous success in seeing lives transformed through their wonderful efforts. They're based in Bakersfield. Doug also works with the sex trafficking hotline out of Washington, D.C., and helps transport women that are getting away from that horrible, dangerous life. And so he's a real hero. He was awarded the Humanitarian of the Year Award last year in Bakersfield by the Chamber of Commerce, a tremendous honor. And Doug is just a humble man who gives the Lord Jesus Christ credit for everything that their ministry is accomplishing. Doug had with him, as I interviewed him, Candace, one of the girls that was rescued, actually, through the efforts of Magdalene Hope. What a champion she is. God has just done such a tremendous work in her life, and it was just a privilege to talk both to Doug and Candace about the wonderful work of Magdalene Hope. So we're going to air that interview today, and I believe it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you. We'll get to that in just a moment, but I also want to remind you, those of you that some of you have heard, some of you have perhaps not heard, but my brand new book, Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World, is now out and available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, also Apple iBooks. It's a devotional book with about 62 essays in it that address many of the hot-button topics that we're dealing with in the culture today. As many of you know, we've kind of moved away from the biblical worldview in our culture and have embraced more of a progressive secular worldview that, rather than holding to objective truth, has traded in truth for moral relativism. And so we have lost our way in our nation. And of course, it's my desire, as well as the desire of believers everywhere, to see us restore the foundations of truth to our nation. And certainly we want to promote the principles of the Word of God in any and every way that we can. This is one of the ways that we're endeavoring to do that by our writing. If you haven't gone to our website, as we said at the very top of the broadcast, go to wkcconnect.org, or if it's easier to remember, just go to randybunchministries.com or .org, and that will take you to the website as well, wkcconnect.org. All our resources are available. We have our podcast, of course, as you know. We have blogs. We have all sorts of material and resources that are free of charge to you. But the newest resource we have available for sale is this book, Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World. And as we said, you can get it on Amazon. Just search for my name, Randy Lane Bunch, or look for Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World. Or you can simply go to our book website, which is immutablebook.com, and you can purchase the book from there as well. We have links to Amazon, iBook, Barnes & Noble, however you would like to purchase the book. We would love for you to pick up a copy, share it with your friends. It's, like I said, a devotional book, so it's not something that has to be read all the way through in one sitting or two. It's something that you can just read a little of each day. Essays are about anywhere from 1,200 to 3,000 words, most of them shorter, the 1,200-word range, and so you can read it in a relatively brief period of time, but our desire is it will help believers to think maybe a little bit more deeply about their faith and hopefully inform them, challenge them, inspire them, and help them find the language to maybe grapple with some of the challenges that we have to the Christian faith in America today. As you know, there are a lot of objections people have to the faith, and we need to be able to communicate our faith effectively. As the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15, that we're to always be ready to give an answer, or as the Greek word is apologia, a defense for the reason of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And so it's our desire to be able to do that with gentleness and respect, as the scripture says, and to communicate effectively the biblical worldview. And so this is our effort in doing that. We believe the book Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World will be an enormous blessing to you. Again, we want to encourage you to pick up a copy. We're also going to be having a book signing party in Taft, California. If you're in the Bakersfield, Taft area, we would love for you to attend. That's going to be on Saturday, March 25th from 6 to 8 at 1006 Street. That's at West Kern Christian Center. We're going to have food, fun, fellowship. I'll be signing books. We'll be sharing a little bit about the book and just some of the challenges, as we said, that are facing the Christian today in our modern culture. We believe it'll be a tremendous opportunity, to discuss some of these things and for you to pick up a book. We would love for you to come, bring a friend. Again, that's 1006 Street in Taft, California on March 25th from about 6 to 8 o'clock. For more details, you can simply go to the ministry website, wkcconnect.org. We'll have a page devoted to that so that you can find out more details about that. Well, we're going to launch right into our interview with Doug Bennett and his guest Candace Shepherd that was with us on the broadcast just a little over a week ago. We trust it will be a blessing to you. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's really important that you and I experience the reality of Jesus Christ in the here and now.
Welcome to the Summit Bible College Show on 1410 AM. I'm Caitlin Hasham. We're so happy you tuned in. My co-host and I are here to share the Word of God, which is full of life and power, and we want you to experience that richly through the show today. God bless you.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Summit Bible College radio broadcast. For those of you that are extremely spiritually discerning, you're probably picking it up that I am not Caitlin Hasham, and you would be right. This is Dr. Randy Bunch. I'm usually in the co-host seat. Usually Caitlin is driving this broadcast, but she's away north at a conference this week, and so she asked me if I would sit in for her, and I'm more than happy to do that. So happy to be talking to you today from the studio. Want to remind you that while we're here, we do have a call-in number, 842-1410. We welcome call-ins. If you have a question or a prayer request, something of that nature, we would love to hear from you, and you can certainly call in and let us know any needs that you might have or comments that you have about the broadcast. And also, I want to remind you that in addition to the radio broadcast, this is also on podcast. So you can go to iTunes and look up the Summit Radio, Summit Bible College Radio Broadcast with Caitlin Hasham, spelled H-A-S. H-I-M, like has him, and you can listen to the broadcast later if you're not able to pick up the radio broadcast live. Today in the studio, I have a co-host with me, Mr. Doug Bennett. Doug, how are you doing today?
Sup? No, I'm great. How you doing? Caitlin sounds a little softer than you.
Yeah.
But you had the best voice.
I was going to try to pull it off, but I don't think I can do a Caitlin Hasham impression.
No, you know what? I had to follow you at the Summit Bible College graduate graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
And I had to follow you, and it's the first time I had heard your voice, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to follow that voice? So you have a voice for radio, but you have a face for TV.
That's very gracious. I was going to say I have a face for radio, but that's very gracious of you. But anyway, we're glad to have Doug Bennett with us, and we have a special guest with us also. Candace, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to be sharing a little bit as we go along about Candace's tremendous testimony. I've had the privilege of hearing some of it already, and you are so going to be blessed. And so if you want to hear about the power of God to transform lives today, this is going to be a great broadcast for you. Before we get into the interviews, talking to Doug and Candace in just a little bit, I just want to let everybody know that Summit Bible College is about to begin the spring quarter, so it's not at all too late. In fact, it's early by some standards for you to jump on board and register at summitbiblecollege.com for the upcoming spring quarter. We have some tremendous classes. I'm going to be teaching on biblical ethics and biblical worldview. Tremendous class I'm very much looking forward to. A lot of good classes going on. It starts again March 27th, so there's plenty of time for you to jump on board and register for Summit Bible College Spring Quarter. So again, you can go to the website, summitbiblecollege.com, or simply call us at 661-328-1151. Again, that's 328-1151. Our tremendous staff will be more than happy to register you, give you information. You can also go to the website, download a catalog, find out more about the ministry ministry, find out more about the college, we would love to have you join us for the quarter. Maybe you thought about getting your degree, or maybe you have a degree and you've been thinking about getting an advanced degree. Summit is a tremendous way, a very affordable way for you to get that advanced degree. And for some of you that are in full-time ministry and you're thinking, I really don't have a lot of time to go back to school, or maybe like me, you were out of school for an awful long time. For those of you that are in full-time ministry or you're involved in leadership in your church, we have a way that you can fast-track your degree with a pastor and leader, pastors and leaders class. I actually teach that. It's the fourth Monday of every month in the evening. We would love to have you call and inquire about that again. Again, go to the website, summitbiblecollege.com, or simply call us at 328-115-1661, area code. Well, Doug, how things been going for you, man?
I don't really have anything going on right now.
I'm sure.
It's insane right now. Yeah. But it's a good insane.
Yeah.
It's a good work, and I'm blessed to do what I do. We just opened the coffee shop at Memorial Hospital. It's called Rescue Grounds Coffee Company. You can check that out at rescuegrounds.com. You can actually order your coffee, pay for it, come pick it up.
Awesome.
Park at the curb, walk in, walk out. And it's been crazy. I had to learn a whole new profession. Barista.
Yeah.
Or in some terms, baristo. And hire people, run a business. It's been insane. But, you know, pretty much every work of the Lord that that God's called me to hasn't been easy at first.
Yeah.
And there's a learning curve of what to do and what not to do. And I'm learning all that, like, hands-on, on the job.
Yeah.
But I got a great staff. I got great people around me. We've gotten some great exposure, and we have an amazing product. You know, the quality of coffee, where we buy from, I was voted the 16th best coffee shop in the United States, according to Food Network. So we have a great product. We have great smoothies and teas and great people working. All proceeds go to fight human trafficking.
Yep.
And we're employing women that we've rescued out of trafficking. In fact, two of our employees actually graduated from Summit Bible College.
Yeah.
And one of them is here with us today. She graduated and now graduated from our program, graduated from Summit Bible College, and now works at the coffee shop.
That's right. You know, Doug and his wife, Angie, they're graduates of Summit as well. And just last quarter, we just started a magazine for the Alumni Association called The Heights. We have two editions that have come out, and last quarter we featured Doug and Angie and their wonderful ministry, Magdalene Hope, and I really enjoyed doing that interview, Doug, and hearing your testimony. The supernatural nature of the call of God never ceases to fascinate me, reflecting on my own call to ministry, and then hearing how God called you to the ministry. I want you to tell one story out of that. I mean there's so much that we could share, but I love the story of when you went down to that conference where Heidi Baker was ministering, and you got blindsided by God. You were trying to get out of, really, in the sense, the call that you're doing today. Tell us that story.
Well, you know, I didn't want to minister to prostitutes. I want to talk to the guy that's on methamphetamine digging in a dumpster. I'll get in the dumpster with him and tell him about Jesus. And I had a lot of success leading up until when God called me to Magdalene Hope, and I fought him. I told him, you have the wrong person. You need a black female out on Union Avenue ministering to these women and rescuing them out. And that's basically what the church told me, too. They told me, hey, you're a man. You can't go out on Union Avenue and talk to these women. And I had a lot of people from church and church leadership tell me, this isn't God. And I'm glad I didn't listen to them. Yeah. I'm glad I just followed Holy Spirit and what I felt like the Lord was telling me. Yeah, I go down to a conference. Heidi Baker does basically like a time of impartation. She calls people to the front if they want to go deeper with God, and maybe God has a direction for them to go. And I thought, cool, something other to do than talk to the prostitutes. So I went forward, and she's laying hands on people, and these people are getting knocked out. They're getting slain in the spirit. She's putting hands on them. They're dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Probably 50 in. I'm standing there thinking, cool, what do I get to do? What's God going to say to her?
Yeah.
And she comes up to pray for me, and she goes, God already told you what to do. You need to go do it. And skipped over me, didn't pray for me. I had to climb over people, get off stage. I was like, man, that's messed up. I don't want to go do that. And God had given me that vision about a month prior.
Yeah.
So the next morning, she's teaching the morning session at this conference with Bill Johnson and Randy Clark. And so she calls people forward again. If you didn't get prayer, come forward. So I go down there again. Now I'm probably 25 people deep. She goes to pray for me, and she puts her hands on me, and she stops, and she goes, why are you being disobedient? Stop coming down here. Go do what God called you to do, and chastised me and skipped over me and went to somebody else. And I was like, are you kidding me? Where's my prayer? Climbed off stage, got on my face, laid on the floor at the altar. Jesus Culture was the worship band. Like, this is 2009.
Yeah.
And just had it out with God. I told him, I don't want to do this. You have the wrong person. And I had a vision. I was before the throne, and God put these bricks in my body. They were invisible bricks, but one said power, one said zeal, one said boldness, and the last one said love. And he dissolved the brick of love into my heart. And he told me, listen, I've already given you every gift that you need to be successful. Go do what I've called you to do.
Yeah.
And it was then that I felt empowered, and I decided to partner with God and what he was doing.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that today.
Yeah.
How do you make God laugh? Tell him your plans, right? Like Candace, you know, who's here with us today, she wasn't supposed to be here. And just by happenstance, and I don't believe in
chance.
Yeah, I don't believe in chance. I don't, you know, in the Hebrew dictionary, there's no word for, what's the word I'm looking for?
Coincidence.
Coincidence. There's
yeah.
no word for coincidence
yeah.
in the Hebrew language. They believe that God's people believe everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So Candace and I were together this morning, and it just so happened that we couldn't get down back into Bakersfield in time
yeah.
to where Candace was going to be. I told her, look, you got to roll with me because I had this radio show.
That's right.
And she goes, cool. And so then I called you, and you're like, hey, let's just put her on the air, and let's just know that this is God. So
yeah.
totally God that God ordained this
yeah.
to where she's here with us now, which is really super cool.
Couple things I'm thinking about. You know, we're talking kind of about the whole idea of a transformed life. And of course, yeah. just to throw a couple of scriptures in there, you know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
Right.
Old things have passed away. God really means that. When he says old things have passed away, he's not like a lot of our friends who says, well, I'll forgive, but I won't forget.
Right.
He throws them in the sea of forgetfulness as far as the east is from
east
the west.
East is to the west, exactly.
Absolutely. He gives now, us a brand new clean slate.
You know, man, 2 Corinthians 5:17 is amazing.
Yeah.
But if you jump back up, because I was kind of unpacking that scripture when
yeah.
he told me we were going to go in this direction.
Yeah.
So I jumped up to 15.
Yeah.
And if you read here in verse 15, it says, he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves.
Yeah.
Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. I think that's so
yeah.
amazing
yeah.
that we no longer live for ourselves, but
that's
we live
right.
for him who died for us. Amen.
That's right.
And that's where that transformed life comes from.
Yeah.
But it's also him putting his spirit inside of us and giving us new desires, new direction.
Yeah.
To where we're no longer led by our flesh, but now we're led by his spirit, which
yeah.
is inside of us.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about is the fact. In fact, if you didn't get a chance to read the article with Doug and Angie, I want to encourage you to go to the Summit Bible College website, summitbiblecollege.com. And then when you get there, just scroll down to the bottom and you'll find a link to the alumni page. And that PDF version of that magazine is there. In the article, you can hear the full testimony. But the amazing thing, Doug, is God didn't stop with transforming you. I know he did a tremendous work in your life.
Sure.
Making you a new creation in Christ Jesus. But like you said, he also put a call on your life.
Yeah.
The Bible said, Romans 11:29, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, or like another translation, irrevocable.
Yes.
God ain't going to change his mind.
No, he ain't changing his mind with me. I'm still
right.
out there on Union Avenue. I'm still white.
Yeah.
I'm not black. I'm waiting.
Yeah, as Heidi Baker and God will attest,
yeah.
God's gifts and calling are irrevocable.
Irrevocable.
So here you are in this ministry, and the Candaces of the world and the other people
absolutely.
That needed a touch from heaven, needed a vessel, a willing vessel,
yeah.
right, to be at Union Avenue at the right place at the right time, or wherever they were found,
yes.
so that they could make connection with their divine destiny,
absolutely.
Find a new slate, a new clean slate, and then receive the call of God on their life,
yeah.
which is a perfect segue to Candace. Candace, your life was transformed through the ministry of Magdalene Hope. Tell us a little bit about your story, if you would.
I escaped my trafficker in 2015. I jumped out of a two-story window
yeah.
And ran for my life. Wow. I managed to get back into Kern County, and I was home about 11 days, and they were showing the human trafficking movie, The Traffic Life, and
wow.
they were showing it at a movie theater right down the street from my mom's house, and my mom's friend had gotten some tickets, and she said, you know, you should take your daughter to this, and I didn't really know what was going on at the time. I didn't even realize that I was trafficked.
Right.
So me and my mom went to this event, and the whole movie was about human trafficking, and I remember just sobbing and crying, and my mom stood up and asked Doug, you know, my daughter left with one person and this is what happened to her. Does this mean that she was trafficked? And he was like, yes, this is what it means. And we would love to talk to you after the showing. So I did my intake that day.
At the movie theaters.
Wow. And he asked me, he said...
She was a little rough around the edges.
I was pretty rough.
She was coming down
off
that meth. We were like, wow, she's going to be a handful.
Yeah.
But it's turned out to be the exact opposite. She's just amazing woman of God.
The thing that impressed me, Ken, so I remember when we were at the luncheon, the fundraising luncheon for the coffee shop, and you got up and you kind of think, if I remember, you opened the meeting. And I thought, or you prayed or something, shared a little bit right at the beginning, and I thought, wow, what confidence, what grace, what poise in front of all these people, all these VIPs. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was so cool. If there was ever an evidence of what God can do in a life, I just thought right there, you talk about a call and anointing on someone's life, it's very apparent. And so now that you, and we'll get back in your story, but now that you have had that transformation, you are now involved with Magdalene Hope as an employee, also helping to see other lives transformed as well. So tell us a little bit more about your story. What was it like coming into Magdalene Hope? How did that whole process work for you?
Well, they had to know that I was ready. And I remember him saying, are you really ready to be out? And I'm like, well, yeah, you know. And so the first phase was to be in a domestic violence shelter for women for 30 days.
Yeah.
And by the grace of God, I only was there 18 days. Wow. And I was able to come into the safe house 18 days later. I moved in with them. And it was really scary at first. Yeah. But I had felt God all around me 100%. And it, from that moment that I had escaped and to the moment that I had met them, everything felt exactly like it should be. And my mind was a little cloudy, but I knew in my heart and in my spirit that that was exactly what I needed to do.
Did you know the Lord before this at all?
A little bit. Actually, about 2 months before, I had had like a vision, and somebody had explained to me, you know, if this is what's going on in your life, then you need to call out for God and you need to ask him to live in your heart. And I didn't really understand the extent to it. I just knew that if it was going to help me get over all of the stuff that was going on in my life, then I was taking it. And so I asked him to live in my heart, and I remember seeing him on the cross in like a dream state and looking him in the eyes, and it rocked me totally.
You know, you said a couple of things. I want to unpack a couple of things you said. when you said that, you know, you came in to Magdalene Hope, so we have a facility called Restoration Ranch. It's a one-year Christ discipleship program for women who are 18 years and older, who are coming out of the commercial sex industry through prostitution, human trafficking, stripping, or the adult pornography. Those would be commercial sex. And so our home is located about an hour out of town up in the Tehachapi Mountains. And we have a one-year program, 9 months of transitional housing. And then everything is paid for by donors, people who believe in what we're doing, who have partnered with us. We have a, you know, Magdalene Hope is a 501c3. So people just give us money, and then that runs the day-to-day operations of the house, which is another reason why we wanted to open the coffee shop. One other thing that you touched on, Candace, just to clarify that, was... The pimp that she had, the trafficker up in San Jose, was a guerrilla pimp. And guerrilla pimps do everything out of force, through fear and manipulation and through violence. And Candace, you know, her story is her being in the park or being out on the street waiting for a date, being forced to be out there, and him putting a laser of him setting 100, 200 yards away, and he put the laser on her, and she'd see the laser go up her chest and onto her forehead, knowing, hey, I'm watching you, and I have your every move, and if you try to leave, I will kill you. And that's how these guys operate.
Yeah. Wow. That's
so
that's
for her
terrifying.
To escape was incredible.
And you're a young lady now. So
I'm 26.
You were very young. Yeah. So obviously you have some man who's obviously physically stronger. Mm-hmm. He's been doing this a while, no doubt. He's got the routine down. He knows how to manipulate a young person like yourself, put fear in their heart. So the chains, though they're not physical in one sense, they're very real. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of girls, because of that fear, don't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, thank God, by the grace of God, and God obviously was doing a work in your life. You know, this is something that's really intriguing to me, talking about the transformed life. God does not live in the realm of time the way we do. He sits outside of time.
Yes.
So he sees where we're going before we get there.
Sure.
He's the only God who starts our story at the end and then rewinds the tape and then intervenes, you know, before we even start, if you will. So God saw something in your heart that was not only salvageable, but he saw willingness, because all of us are salvageable by the grace of God, but he saw willingness in your heart to respond to him, and you've already testified that he had begun working you supernaturally. You know, it's interesting right now, in the Muslim world, we think oftentimes of those doors being very shut, especially in nations like Iran, different places like Syria, and yet there are thousands of stories of Muslims having visions of Jesus and coming to faith through the supernatural power of God, just like what you encountered. So God can get through any barrier. He can get through any door when he sees a willing heart. So tell us a little bit more about your testimony. So you come to Restoration Ranch. You go through that program. How was that like? You said a little difficult at first.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, I was on drugs for a long time.
It was a long time.
I started using meth when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
And by the time I was 15, I was already shooting up. And so when I had met them, I was really, really, really out there.
Yeah.
And it was hard at first. Not that I was, like, coming down or anything. It was just that my body was so tired. And my mind was going a million miles per hour. And the one thing that the enemy would use against me is that I like to run. I would like to run away from everything in my mind, or I would talk a lot, and I would never settle down. And I remember specifically a lady telling me, she said,
yeah,
you know,
didn't.
Maybe what it is God wants you to be quiet and listen. And they told me, the enemy will use your anxiety against you because he knows that you're a runner and that the minute that you can run, you will. And that really stuck in my heart when they said, be still, be quiet, you know, and then I, you know, be still, know that I'm God. And when I actually stopped, I remember being able to sit on the couch for the first time and sit and actually watch a movie after being in the house for 3 months. And because I could never stop. I mean, it was, my body wanted to go at all times.
Oh my gosh, she was weeding the flower beds. Do you remember that? I pulled up one day and like all the flower beds was weeding. She's like, look, I was weeding the flower beds. I was like, oh my gosh.
No weeds left, right?
She needs a nap.
I could never stop. And
that word from Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I'm God.
Be still and know that I am God.
It just hits you like a ton of bricks. Huh?
I felt it. I mean, and then, you know, the story of the lamb, of Jesus putting the lamb over his neck and breaking his legs. And I was like, I'm that lamb, you know. I really started to understand how important I was, not only to him, but to all the people around me. And I'm a mother. I have a six-year-old little girl. Her name's Serenity. And, you know, for me, I left because I wasn't in a stable state of mind, and I did not want that around her.
Right.
And the only way to get her back was to go to a one-year program. And here comes Doug with this one-year program.
Wow.
I was not going to go to rehab. I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. But it was different with Magdalene Hope. It was way different with him. And
It's just amazing how God knows the motivations we need to take us to the next step, keeps us on the hook, if you will. And, you know, with every one of these kinds of testimonies that we hear, whether it's as dramatic as this or not, you'll always find that God is working sometimes in the shadows behind the scenes long before we even realize he's on the stage. You know? And so you can really see that that's happening here. But again, just listening to this today, maybe you're in a situation where you feel bound too. And maybe like as with Candace, maybe the chains are not physical. Maybe you're not being forced to stay in a particular situation, but your mindset is keeping you there. Or maybe there are some addictions and habits that are keeping you limited and you think there's no hope for me. Friend, I'm telling you, that's exactly the kind of situation that the Lord loves to step into. He's the one who called light out of darkness, and he can bring light into the darkness of your life, just like he did Candace, just like he did many of the people that Doug and Angie work with through Magdalene Hope. And Doug, you know, I know that you won last year. You were Humanitarian of the Year in Bakersfield. Tremendous honor that was bestowed upon you by the Chamber. And I believe, if I remember, I saw a YouTube thing. I think it was 15 ladies had been rescued that year. Is that right? Or was that just, I remember the number 15 came up. Was that, can you?
Yeah, so since 2013, I've personally been a part of 85 rescues.
Wow.
Candace being one of them.
Yeah.
I look at a lot of what I do, and I give credit to God, because it's no longer me that lives, but Christ who lives in me, correct?
Yeah.
And I mean, I know we could all testify to that, but you know, I have to have some want to also, right?
Yeah.
So God's doing the work, but if I don't say yes, or, you know, if I don't get out of my brown chair where I'm watching TV and go do something, I get phone calls at midnight. I got a phone call from Washington, D.C. on Christmas Day of a girl that wanted out, and I get that phone call from Washington, D.C. from the National Human Trafficking Hotline that someone wants out, and I'm the guy that's going to go transport them to freedom. Even on Christmas Day, I know that that person who's ever making that phone call is going to have a wonderful Christmas. And I get the opportunity to go help save that person. I give you chills. I mean, so I don't take what I do lightly.
Yeah.
I find it very honoring, and I find it very humbling that the city would honor me. I still don't know who nominated me. I have no idea. I beat, you know, there was 9 of us that were nominated. One was former Mayor Harvey Hall, and I thought there's no way that I'm beating Harvey Hall. It's his last year in office.
Yeah.
And I wrote my speech while sitting at the table of the event. my mom said, she said next to me, she goes, "Who are you texting?" I said, "I'm not texting anyone. I'm actually writing an acceptance speech." And she goes, "Why didn't you write one sooner?" And I said, "Well, I didn't think I had a shot to win until about 10 minutes ago."
Yeah.
I don't know the numbers. I think, you know, when I had to prepare the resume for the Humanitarian of the Year, they wanted to know what work I'd done.
Yeah.
So I had to compile all these stats. You know, Restoration Ranch, I think we fed like 3,700 meals.
Wow.
In 2015. I think I rescued, I think it was 15 women out of sex trafficking.
Yeah.
I mean, but I had to do this list. I said, man, I really don't want to do this list because, you know, a lot of this is just God being God and changing who I am, making me a new creation. And my wife said, look, it's kind of like you're updating your resume. We all know what you've done, and we know what the Lord's done through you, but other people don't.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about human trafficking here in Bakersfield. Good people don't know what's going on in the bad parts of town.
That's right.
But us being good people, we go down there, and we see it firsthand, so we know what's happening. And that's why it's so important to bring awareness to this topic.
Yeah.
And, talk about a humbling and honoring award.
Yeah.
I don't think I could win a bigger award in the state of California, at least in this city, for doing what I do.
Yeah.
So my wife and I went home and we just wept for hours.
Yeah.
With this trophy, like, oh my gosh.
But you know what's incredible about it is what that did is it opened up a door of connections to you.
Totally.
That I remember when we were there at that luncheon and I'm seeing here all these people. There's Karen Goh, there's Vince Fong, there's Shannon Grove, all these people that are there celebrating. And rightly so, the work of Magdalene Hope. Some of the names are escaping me, but again and again, all these.
Well, Jackie Sullivan, you know, she's now back on Jackie our Sullivan, board of directors. Right. You know, so we have these wonderful people. But when I won, Angie and I, and with our pastor Al Jones over at the river, and Bob Prater, another dear friend of ours, we were thinking, well, what's going to happen now? I mean, clearly there was a reason why I won Humanitarian of the Year. And, you know, I believe that we're blessed so we can bless other people.
Yeah.
And we figured, look, God's going to use this to open doors.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, I mean, we're in talks with Dignity Health, and they offered us free rent, free electricity, free water, all these things. And we didn't have any coffee experience. But what my board did, what Bob and Al did, they said, listen, we need to go in and sell them as you being the Humanitarian of the Year Award winner, and that they're going to be partnering with a solid guy doing solid work in the city and see if they'll give us the coffee shop. And they did. It worked. Wow. And now I'm in the coffee business.
Yeah.
I am scared to death.
And you're looking for this to expand, right? This is just the start of what we hope is many
as
more to come.
As fearful as I am, yes, this is just number one. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm looking to go into other hospitals.
Yeah.
Right now we're looking and praying about a rescue grounds thrift shop and then having a drive-through coffee shop also.
Sure. Yeah.
Looking at one on Ming Avenue, one downtown, because we have a great product, we have a great cause, and we're able to help some great people. So.
Yeah. And I went by there. I went by there not long after you guys opened, and I got myself a cappuccino to go. I don't know the name of the young girl. I hadn't met her yet, but she was so delightful. Just such a great representation of your ministry. When we come back after the break here, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the power of God to transform a life with Doug and with Candace. Stay tuned. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. We're going to be playing the second half of that interview in the very next broadcast, so stay tuned and listen to it as well. I know it'll be a blessing to you. If you're interested in finding out more about the ministries of Magdalene Hope, you can go to their website, magdalenehope.org, and find out about the wonderful ministry of Doug and Angie Bennett. You can find out how to support them, donate to their ministry. Also, if you want to be involved, there are a lot of volunteer opportunities, so I encourage you to go to their website. Again, that's magdalenehope.org, and you can find out everything that you want about that ministry at that website. I also want to remind you to go to our book website. My brand new book, Immutable, Changeless Truth for a Changing World, is out. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple iBooks. It's a 62-essay devotional book that will teach you how to think more deeply about your faith. Hopefully it will inspire, encourage, and inform you so that you're better at communicating the biblical worldview to your friends who have objections or questions about the Christian faith. So again, that's immutablebook.com. Also, don't forget, on March 25th, Saturday, from 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to be having a book signing party at our church, West Kern Christian Center, at 1006 Street in Taft. We would love for you to be there. Again, that's Saturday, March 25th, from 6 to 8 in the evening, at 1006 Street, West Kern Christian Center. We would love for you to be there. We'll have food, fun, fellowship. We'll be talking a little bit about the book and signing books for those who would like to purchase a copy. We would love for you to come. If you're in the Taft, Bakersfield area, if you're connected with Summit, or if you're just a friend of ours, if we knew you in high school, if you've got in-laws, outlaws, friends, enemies, bring them. We would love to have you there. We'll have a great time talking about the things of God, and also, as we said, hopefully challenging people to become informed so that they're better at communicating the Christian worldview to those who are still outside the faith. Well, friends, God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you next time on the Connection Point Podcast.
We hope today's broadcast has been a blessing to you. Again, to find out more about the ministries of West Kern Christian Center and to access our online resources, you can visit us at wkcconnect.org. Also, we would love to hear from you. You can email us with your comments, questions, and prayer requests at info@wkcconnect.org. We would love to hear from you.